Paula Eaglestaff walks past art projects hanging off vibrant turquoise walls. She stands in front of a small framed white dress that belonged to her mother.
My mother was born in 1934, and they made this for her when she was about 2 years old. Her grandmother made it for her.
Red Dog lives in Eagle Butte with her husband and son. Art is just as important to their family now as it was to their ancestors. The house is stocked full of creative supplies that support her work in various artistic techniques.
I do my little woodworking projects, and I sew, and I just kind of try and do just a little bit of everything, whatever I can think of.
Currently, she's carving small pieces of wood into different shapes, like feathers.
And these are the eagle heads. I do the turtles, too. See, my son cuts all these out for me, and he sands them down and everything.
Red Dog burns designs into the wood to finish them. Then she puts them up for sale. Her husband, Patrick Red Dog, is also an artist. He cuts small pieces of bone into shapes for jewelry, beads. He even dyes porcupine quills for quill work. Patrick Red Dog says there are a lot of artists on the reservation. He says the hard part is figuring out how to make a profit.
We have a lot of creative people, a whole lot, but there's not very many outlets for them. Being more informed creators and informed business practices and everything else.
Red Dog used to live in Oregon. He says there it was easier for artists to network and find places to sell traditional Native American art. Red Dog says knowing the business side of art helps a seller succeed.
If you don't organize the people somehow, they make the art, but they don't have nowhere to sell it. Even though some of them are really good quality art pieces, they don't have a market, and they end up selling their work for, geez, really cheap.
The Kaya Foundation is trying to help local artists with the business side of things. Justine Kogel is the director. She says people are more likely to stop and buy art in Sioux Falls or Rapid City than they are on the reservations.
People who are traveling through on Highway 212, they don't even think to stop at the cultural center to pick up something such as a beaded bracelet as a gift, when really that beaded bracelet could pay for somebody's phone bill.
The Kaya Foundation selects a handful of people for the Lakota Artistry Cooperative. Participants can apply for scholarships to cover art supply costs and attend classes on marketing, copyright, and social media.
Most of the artists that we work with right now, art is definitely their second job, maybe their third job. They do it because they love it. They do it because, you know, they're creative and that's what their heart tells them to do.
Kogel says the program has seen success stories. Tammy Granados is a special education paraprofessional. She spends her free time painting and creating multimedia work. Her style looks like graffiti with a realistic flair that brings her images to life. Granado says she gets attached to her original pieces.
I realize I can't paint for the purpose of making money, but I can paint for the purpose of let's relax today. But I do enjoy like being part of the Kaya Foundation and being able to sell artwork now.
Granados didn't want to sell all of her artwork, but painting got expensive. The Kaya Foundation solved that by reproducing her images on mouse pads, posters, greeting cards, and coffee mugs.
When you're at an art market and things can be so expensive sometimes and people can't necessarily afford to buy your original, but they want to support you or they like your art, they can get a coffee cup. Like, that's affordable for them. But honestly, these mugs are what pays for the gas to get to the art market and get back. It's crazy.
Granado says the Kaya Foundation also helped her network. An important part for many artists is connecting with potential retail locations. She's been invited to sell pieces at the Rapid City Native People of the Plains Art Market and held a show at the Journey Museum. It can be difficult for artists to travel to markets with a busy schedule. Wiaka Chasing Hawk is a community health representative. When he's not working to get people to and from doctor's appointments, he does leather work. He received a scholarship from the Lakota Artistry Cooperative to purchase gear for his work.
The key fobs, the small coin purses, cell phone cases are primarily what I make right now.
Chasing Hawk was introduced to leatherworking when he was a kid, watching his older cousins create and sell their work. He picked it up as an adult to make a side income. After classes at the Kaya Foundation, he started selling his work on social media. He says that was the start he needed.
We're in a place where the income levels aren't as high, and there's not a whole things that we can do, such as, you know, going out to get these things ourselves.
It takes Chasing Hawk nearly 6 hours to make one piece, which he says is just enough time to fit it into his evenings. Eventually, he hopes to earn enough to regularly travel to art markets and sustain a side business. But for now, he's happy that he can make a profit off his hobby. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Chyna Lockett in Eagle Butte.